This is Econ 91.9, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. It's been a tradition for the last 50 years that the owners of Kenai Fabric Center raise their kids in the store. Geneva Stasek bought the place in 1970, and her three daughters, Wendy McGann, Gwen Woodard, and Lynn DeKima, worked and sewed there until they ran it themselves. Their kids and grandkids were later folded into the business, spending time with aunts and cousins at the Willow Street storefront. But that pattern will repeat no longer. The store is closing its doors for good on October 31st. While owners were close to selling earlier this fall, it didn't end up working out. Still, Woodard, the middle of the three sister owners, says it was just time.
We've been kind of working towards it the last couple of years. Only my younger sister and I are working there now. Our older sister had retired already. And I'm 67 now. She's going to be 65 in a couple of months. And we've had the store for 50 years. We're in our 51st year. It was just time.
The family sold the building to Soar International Ministries and is having an everything must go sale for the remainder of the month. The outpouring of patrons who have come into the store to scoop up final fabrics is a testament to the following the sisters have built up in their last two decades as owners. In that time, business has changed. Woodard says when the family first bought the place, customers were mostly coming in to buy fabric for clothes. In the 80s, that shifted.
Then it started getting more and more quilting and less fashion. And then eventually, especially when we started getting Kmart and Walmart and Fred Meyer into the area, people kind of quit buying fabric for clothing, and they go over there and buy their clothes, and they just started doing more quilting and more fun sewing.
Stasek, the sister's mother and former owner, bought the store with money she inherited from her father. When she started out, she was working without a paycheck. The three sisters would help out, though they had other jobs too. Woodard appreciated the craftsmanship of homemade clothes.
I was in high school when we bought the store. You bought a lot of stuff through catalogs, and so you had to wait for it, or you looked just like everybody else. And so sewing was a way to be a little more unique.
Woodard taught sewing classes upstairs before they sold that part of the building. Each sister had her niche.
Wendy, who is the youngest, is a little more business-minded. And then I tend to be more mechanical. So she took over the business part of it, more or less. And then I took over the things that had to do with the sewing. And then our older sister had lived over in King Salmon for quite a few years. And so she came over about 20 years ago.
As you might imagine, a store with such a loyal following can be quite the social place.
You just visit with people while you're talking and helping them pick out fabric. And, you know, there's just a lot of socializing going on between yourselves and customers with other customers and customers and our children. Somebody might talk about something that's going on in their life and that they don't know what to do, and doggone if there isn't somebody else in the store that has an answer for them. It's just been a very wonderful thing.
That social element extended to the business they conducted with manufacturing representatives who would come to the area to peddle their prints.
In the lower 48, we've heard other stores say that they never see their representative unless they go to market. So we're very fortunate up here.
At the beginning of the pandemic, the store was closed to browsing. But that's when everyone was getting into the DIY spirit, so they were still busy.
Lots of fabric for masks. They were making quilts, too, because they were home, and a lot of people were finishing their projects. They were coming in getting the final stuff for those projects.
Though her kids would like to take over the store, they have other things going on, Woodard says. One of her daughters is Dana Michelle Woodard, the owner of Wildfire Designs Alaska, a print and laser kit business. She was practically raised in the store from the time she was a newborn.
She's still going to be part of what we are leaving behind, but then I'll be also helping her.
The Fabric Center has posted all of its final inventory on Facebook at Kenai Fabric. That's it for Econ 91.9. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Pooks. Have a great weekend.